Hello, my name is Brian Kelly. I'm based at UConn in the University of Bath, where I'm funded by JISC and the Museums, Libraries and Archives Council to advise the higher and further education communities and the cultural heritage sector on web technologies, standards and best practices. I will be giving a contribution to a talk on interacting with users remote in time and space, which will be given at the Solstice 2006 conference. You will probably be familiar with a variety of Web 2.0 collaborative technologies. These can include blogs, wikis, instant messaging services such as MSN Messenger, voice over IP systems, internet telephony such as Skype, and podcasting. As well as the technologies, the Web 2.0 term also embraces some cultural aspects, such as use of the network as a platform, a willingness to experiment, and a culture of openness, for example, Creative Commons licenses and use of open source software. How can such technologies be used in a learning context? Well, clearly, blogs can be used by students to reflect on their own learning and to view the learning of their peers. Wikis would appear to be ideal for use in learning to support collaborative student exercises and have the advantages of they are designed to be easy to use, so there should not be a difficult learning curve to master their use. And technologies such as instant messaging and voice over IP can allow students to easily communicate with each other, with their support staff, etc. And finally, podcasts can be used. Students can create podcasts for their essays and reports using this new medium. So we can see how the technologies can be used by students as creators. And in addition, teaching staff can use such technologies in similar ways for delivering learning content, for engaging with their students, and also a need to explore the benefits and also the limitations of such technologies. There will, of course, be a variety of barriers to use of such Web 2.0 collaborative technologies. We may find that such technologies are in breach of an institution's acceptable use policies, the IT services barrier. Or there may be issues of inertia, fears over copyright issues, legal issues. There may be a need for training and to develop a richer understanding of the technologies and how they can be used. And of course, there will always be concerns over funding and the resource implications. How should we address such barriers? Well, clearly there is a need to experiment, and this presentation provides an example of experimentation. Initially, it was intended to make use of the Skype internet telephony application to see how a speaker remotely could engage with a presentation. The intention was to use Skype with the associated video Skype to explore some of the possibilities. However, due to other commitments, this has not been possible, so instead a recording of the talk has been made available prior to the conference, both as an MP3 file and a podcast file. And this is done really to demonstrate the ease of creating such resources. In addition, it is intended that there will be a live instant messaging channel using IRC to allow real-time chat related to the presentation. If you are looking at the Smile presentation or the PowerPoint presentation, you should notice that a set of annotated links are available, so you can follow the links for further reading. And if things go wrong, a fallback position has been provided with the speaker at the conference providing support in case of problems. So, to conclude, Web 2.0 collaborative technologies are available for use and can provide a wide range of potential benefits in teaching and learning, but will of course have their limitations. So there is a clear need to gain experiences in their use, and conferences such as this one can provide a valuable opportunity for gaining such experiences. Before I could conclude, I should mention that the various resources mentioned in this presentation are bookmarked in the Delicious social bookmarking service with the tag Solstice-2006-2005. And finally, note that many of the issues raised in this talk will be addressed at the 10th Institutional Web Management Workshop, which will be held at the University of Bath on the 14th to the 16th of June. And you can Google for IWMW 2006 to find the website. Thank you.